So welcome to our latest mindfulness session. So if you would like to just make sure that you are lying comfortably and that you are nice and relaxed. So just take a moment to just settle in, make sure that you're not holding any tension anywhere, you're not clenching your fist or your jaw, and just try to sink as much as possible into the floor or the mat or the bed that you're lying on. And just take a moment to just connect with your breath. So just taking a nice deep breath in through your nose, holding for a couple of seconds, and then letting that breath go out through your mouth. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just try and just calm your mind as much as possible. And focus your mind on your breathing and on just being here in the moment. So last week we looked at using a simple meditation technique called the Eye of the Storm to allow us to explore inner peace using our breath as a vehicle. By connecting to our breath, we can disconnect from upsetting thoughts, emotions, and other stresses that disrupt our inner peace. So I'd just like to start this session by reminding you to just take a moment to connect with your breath and focus on your breathing as you just relax even further into a nice comfortable position. So we're going to think this week about mindfulness techniques for anxiety, as an anxiety as a problem that many of us suffer from. So mindfulness techniques can also aid us as individuals who suffer from occasional or not so occasional anxiety. And to begin applying mindfulness to our anxiety, I'd just like to think of 10 different attitudes that help us build the foundation for success when we are trying to address our anxiety through mindfulness. So the first one is something called volition or intention, and this is the building block of all other attitudes. So first, you must bring your focus to the intention of working with your anxiety. So it's making the decision, making the choice to focus on anxiety. Okay, then we have the beginner's mind. This refers to a mindset that is ready to see from a new perspective and consider new ideas with regards to dealing with our anxiety. So it's being open to new ideas, new possibilities. Patience. This is a very important attitude to cultivate since it can broaden your perspective and help you persevere when you run into obstacles on your journey. Acknowledgement. Having the mindset of acknowledgement means that you take each experience for what it is. You accept what is happening and are secure in the knowledge that it will pass. Non-judgment. This attitude involves experiencing your present moment without evaluating and judging it. It means you let go of value judgments about yourself and how you are feeling, and this allows you to begin your work from a more balanced starting point. Non-striving. This attitude refers to the willingness to accept a situation or experience as it is, without trying to change it. To combat your anxiety, you must first be present with it and accept your current state. So it's about reaching an acceptance with your anxiety and not trying to fight against it. Self-reliance. The mindset of self-reliance is characterized by trusting yourself and your ability to handle your feelings. Cultivating your self-reliance will allow you to more easily acknowledge, experience, and let go of your anxiety. Letting be or allowing. Similar to the attitude of non-striving, letting be or allowing refers to the mindset of allowing yourself to feel anxiety. Often, it is more effective to work with anxiety than expend energy trying to deny or fight it. Self-compassion. As mentioned earlier, showing yourself compassion is an important part of mindfulness. Being kind to yourself as you would be kind to a good friend or family member can help you to decrease your anxiety by being a support for yourself. And finally, balance and equanimity. These attitudes allow wisdom to develop through a broadening of perspective. They require an understanding that your whole experience is more than your current feelings, whether positive or negative. So after listening to those 10 different attitudes, just take a moment to think about how you feel. So just reflect on your experience and just think about whether any of those points resonated with you or sounded familiar, or maybe something that you could work on to develop. A simple method of applying mindfulness to anxiety is to just follow this simple, quick exercise. So I'd like you to just take a moment to just focus on the sensations that arise in your body when you are anxious. Be present and with the moment. Allow yourself to think the anxious and distressing thoughts without trying to fight them. Just allow yourself to experience them, but then equally importantly, also allow yourself to just let them go. By recognizing these thoughts for what they are, you may come to realize they are not true, and consequently be more able to let them go. So we're now going to try a mindfulness exercise, which is just called the three-step mindfulness exercise. So I'm going to talk you through the steps, which I'd like you to do as I talk. So first of all, step one, step out of autopilot to bring awareness to what you are doing, thinking and sensing at this moment. So try to pause and just notice the thoughts that come up and acknowledge your feelings, but then let them pass. Attune yourself to who you are and your current state. So it's just pausing, coming out of autopilot, and just thinking about yourself right now in this moment, thinking about what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're sensing, it's how you feel. You're not trying to fight any of it, you're not trying to push any thoughts away or out of your mind, you're just experiencing it. Next, step two, we're going to bring our awareness to our breathing for either 6 breaths or a minute. The goal is to focus attention on one thing, your breath. Be aware of the movement of your body with each breath, of how your chest rises and falls, how your belly pushes in and out, and how your lungs expand and contract. Find the pattern of your breath and anchor yourself to the present with this awareness. So I'm going to count you through 6 breaths, and while I'm doing that, I want you to experience, like it says, the movement of your body. So you may want to rest one hand on your tummy so you can feel it rising and falling. Okay, so I'd like you to take a deep breath in through your nose, hold that breath, and then breathe out. Breathe in through your nose, hold, and breathe out. Breathe in through your nose, hold, and breathe out. Deep breath in, and breathe out. Deep breath in, and breathe out. And one more deep breath in, and breathe out. So now just continue to breathe at your own pace. With mindful breathing, we're trying to elongate the out breath. So when you exhale, you should be exhaling for longer than you inhaled. And if you struggle with this, an easy way of doing it can be to imagine that you are breathing out into a balloon. That can help you just make that out breath that little bit longer. So step three, we're now going to expand our awareness outward. So first the body and then to the environment around us. So I'd like you to just notice the sensations that you might be experiencing at the moment. So there might be some tightness or tingling somewhere in your body. You might feel a slight ache or a lightness. So it's just paying attention, just checking in with your body, noticing any tension, any discomfort, And just keep in mind your body as a whole, so as a complete vessel for your inner self. And then we can expand that awareness outwards. So we've got our eyes closed at the moment, so we're not going to use our sight for this one, but we're going to engage with our other senses. And just take a couple of moments to just think about what we can hear, maybe what we can feel, possibly smell and even taste. So just taking a couple of moments just to connect with our senses as we lie here quietly. So you may be able to hear and focus on the ticking of the clock. You may be able to hear a slight hum in the background. So it's just zoning in on those sounds and just paying close attention to our senses and using them to just ground ourselves and bring ourselves back to this moment. And this grounding technique, using our senses, is something that we can use anywhere and can be a really nice one to just help us calm down if we are feeling a little bit anxious when we're out and about. So just connecting with all five senses and just paying attention, really close attention to what's in front of you. So noticing colours, shapes, patterns and textures. And it just helps you be more present and aware of your surroundings. So before we begin to bring the session to a close, I would just like you to start to bring a little bit more movement back into your body. So this can be unique to you. So do whatever makes you feel comfortable. You might want to stretch. You might want to tense parts of your body and then relax. You might want to bring your shoulders up to your ears and then drop them again. Roll your head from side to side. You might want to rotate ankles and wrists. Anything that feels comfortable. So just bringing slow movements back into your body. So just keeping eyes closed at the moment. I am going to just count you back from five. So I'm going to start at five and I'm just counting you back. And when I get to zero, I'd like you to be ready to open your eyes. Still don't need to rush to move, but just ready to open your eyes and bring your full alertness back. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. So just gently opening your eyes, letting your eyes adjust to the light. Allow them to just rest on different things around the room. And then when you're ready to finish the exercise, you can sit up and try to carry this mindfulness with you as you go about your day.